Immigration has come up a lot during this presidential election. Republican nominee Donald Trump promised at one point to deport the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S. Last year, the U.S. deported about 250,000 people. We wanted to know how many of them were living in Idaho. It turns out that's a difficult number to pin down. Adam Cotterell reports on why.
It's a hot August afternoon, and Maria sits in a car in a CUNA parking lot. The air is on a little, but the engine's not running, so it doesn't do much good. Despite the heat, Maria wears a pink sweatshirt and a matching baseball cap. Maybe this heat doesn't seem so bad to her because she just finished several hours working in a cornfield.
Today we were just tasseling the corn, taking all the tassels off.
Why do they do that?
They say it helps it grow faster.
Her name is not really Maria, but it's the one she's asked us to use because she's an undocumented immigrant. Maria, who's in her 50s, says she's been in the U.S. since she was 3 years old. She says she's seen many friends deported. She's also helped others avoid that fate. Maria is well known in Idaho immigrant circles and helps people find lawyers and get bail. She says when undocumented people get arrested, their families often call her.
And it could be any time. It could be early morning, late in the evening, calling me. They sound very desperate, crying, and children crying in the background.
But Maria says she's noticed something in just the last couple of years.
Recently, there hasn't been a lot of people calling me for me to go help them. It hasn't been too long, but I've noticed that that has been slowing down. And I was wondering why.
It's mostly because of how U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE for short, has been prioritizing. In 2011, ICE said it would focus efforts on serious criminals. In 2014, it doubled down on that policy. People whose only crime is being in the country illegally can still be arrested and deported, but ICE says they're a low priority.
They're not causing any problems. They have significant ties. They don't have any criminal background. These are people that we don't mind letting stay from a government point of view.
Nicole Durden has been practicing immigration law in the Boise area for more than a decade. A few years ago, Durden started getting phone calls from the government's immigration attorneys.
And they'd say, hey, this case you have on Jose, we want to go ahead and close it. Whoa, what's going on here? We're prepared for a battle. All of our cases are a battle. And they say, you know what, though? He doesn't have any reason for us to keep him in according to the criminal priorities, so we're going to just close his case.
Numbers from the federal immigration courts show changes in Idaho after ICE's 2011 and 2014 policy announcements. Starting in 2012, there was a big increase in federal attorneys closing cases. But even while that was happening, deportation or removal orders were still going up in Idaho. That is, until 2015, when the court issued removal orders for just 33 people living in Idaho, half the number from the year before. There were also far fewer people voluntarily leaving the country to avoid being deported. But that's only part of the story.
The court data only covers a subset of individuals deported.
That's Susan Long, a statistics professor at Syracuse University and co-director of a research program that uses data to monitor federal agencies. Long says those court numbers don't tell us anything about what ICE does. She's highly critical of the enforcement agency because it does not release a lot of data she thinks it should. For example, ICE does not release state-by-state data, only numbers for multi-state regions.
We certainly know how many people are deported from the United States, but that doesn't tell us where they were living or where they were picked up.
Long does have figures on an ICE practice called detainers or holds. When an undocumented immigrant is arrested, ICE can tell jail officials to turn the person over. In 2015, ICE put holds on nearly 600 people in Idaho. But ICE doesn't say how many people it arrests or takes into custody, nor do we know how many it takes out of state to go through federal immigration courts, how many of those get deported, or how many return to Idaho. ICE operatives in Idaho would not agree to an interview, but did answer some questions by email. ICE says its Idaho agents are following the 2014 criminal priority guidelines, but that doesn't make undocumented immigrant Maria feel any safer.
I've had people think that they're safe and all of a sudden they're gone. You can never allow yourself to feel safe until you have the proper documents.
Maria says even knowing that fewer people in Idaho are being deported recently, she can't let her guard down. She says to be undocumented is to live in fear. And ICE says following years of declining deportations in its four-state region, that includes Idaho, in the fiscal year that ends this week, deportations will be up. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.